Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Page Aiken Real Estate, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Page Aiken Real Estate, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. The applause seems a little louder this week.
I tell you what, it would have been really quiet had we lost 27-26.
Well, you had us worried for a second there. 26 points unanswered to start off the game, followed by 27 unanswered points from the Panthers. And then a little bit of trickeration there to help seal the deal. Man, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, me too. I was, I thought we played really well. And I said that earlier, I thought we practiced really good last week at the first part of practice. And then we didn't practice very good at the end of practice. And it was a lot like the game. We played a lot like we did in the game. And I thought we pretty much dominated the game the first, 23 minutes, 22 and a half minutes. And offensively, we were just clicking. Defensively, we were making plays. We stuffed the run. I thought we were playing really good, And then we gave up a quick one right there, right at the end of the half, to make it 26-7. And give them a little life, but that wasn't necessarily. I thought we went right back out in the second half, and you don't think about it as the game's going. You're like, man, we didn't move the ball, but we did. We took the ball from like the 30 and drove it all the way down to their 10, and then we got a couple hankies thrown at us, and then it put us behind the chains. And talk about that all the time, but we're not equipped to be a from behind the chains group of people. We got to be ready to go and not make penalties.
You seem a little less bitter about the hankies than we were when we talked on Sunday after the film session.
Well, that's because I just counted all of them, and I was really upset that it was 9-0. We got flagged 9 times, and apparently they played a perfect game. They had 0 penalties, I thought it was a lot of that. Some of them kept them in the game, but we had our opportunities too in that game to do away with it early on. Again, I also went through and charted all the passes that we had our hands on, and there was 13 of them, and we picked off one. So, if we just pick off one more of those, it's a done deal, And the last drive, we had our hands on the ball 4 times on the last drive, and they converted two fourth down conversions too that we literally played it. They just made – you have to tip their hat to them. They made great plays. Blake had great coverage on the end cut to the guy that broke it back outside. It was and the guy actually was bobbling it going out of bounds. It wasn't like he had caught – he bobbled it a little bit going out, but the ref wasn't going to call it. And then the last one that they scored a touchdown on, I thought Hamp played it great. He had a hand that looked like dead on the ball, and the guy just reeled it in and squirted it in there for a touchdown. But, those are the things. We shouldn't have got to that point, but, the best thing about it is our kids rallied and made a comeback.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talk about the Panthers players making plays, making catches. Wasn't the case really in the first half. We noticed that in the booth that the quarterback for the Panthers is their first-year starter, but a senior, so he had the experience. He was throwing some really crisp plays, but he was not getting any help from his receivers.
Well, there was a couple of them. We were actually, I think one of them hit Sutton in the butt on one skinny post. He actually played it really well and just didn't get turned around. He hit him in the side or in the back. And then another time, he deflected one on another one on the first drive. Hamp tipped one away on the first drive. I thought the secondary was you go back and you go, man, we gave up a big play, big play. You take away two or three of the big plays, and our secondary played really well. You know, when you get your hands on 13 passes, you've done a pretty good job back there. We're going to have to do a good job this week. Our biggest thing is we can't give up the big play. And, you know, I thought that even with all of that, we still rallied. And the funniest thing is, you know, with 46 seconds, you look over and you go, well, you know, I'm sitting there trying to figure out what I'm going to say at the radio show. Like, okay, how do I explain to everybody we figured out a way to lose, you know? And they come over to the sideline. Kids didn't bat an eye. They just walk over to the sideline. Eli Brickman goes, just run the hook and ladder. It's there. It's a touchdown. I was like, what? We practiced that play one time last week. And Coach Ergen was like, yeah, it's there. It's a touchdown. It worked. And he goes, didn't say a word. Before that, I looked at Coach Ergen and said, you got a two-minute offense ready? And he goes, yep, we ain't practiced two-minute offense a lick. Man had it ready to go. He knew what he was doing. I just was like, okay. He said, yeah, I sound pretty confident. I mean, and if you watch the film, Eli was really confident because as soon as he catches it, he turns and flips and he just puts his hands up. He don't even look to see if Jordan's running down the field, if it's a trip and fail, nothing. He just put his hands up. That's a touchdown. He was like, that's gone. I was like, you know, but that's the confidence they have. It goes back to the culture, you know. Somebody said something about it early in the summer, and Sam Norris said that this is our culture. This is what we do. We come in here, we work hard every day, you know, and we expect to reap the benefits. It's not something that we go in and we're like, oh, they'll give it to us. We know we're going to have to go out there, and we're going to get everybody's best, because when we get off the bus, there's about two teams in GIA that everybody wants to beat, us and John Millage. So, you know, we get everybody's best, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Sutton Ellis. I was given a player of the game nod from the broadcast booth. Great pick, or an almost pick six, should have been a pick six, but that great interception, long return. Showing some real spunk on both offense and defense all night.
I thought he played really well on both sides of the ball. He can go ahead and give me credit. I told him the quarterback was going to throw it right to him if he got in where he's set, where he's supposed to be. We come out of a timeout, and I was like, listen, he's going to throw it right to you if we get under it and do it right. And the guy double pumped, Sutton read it, broke on it, and it was a great play. And then I thought offensively, he ran the offense real well. Like I said the other day, I don't know, I've talked to so many people, might have been in the newspaper, but right now he is 20 of 24 for three touchdowns and one interception running out of quarterback. He's just doing a really good job of executing the offense. And he's going to have to be really good this week because they're going to blitz and put people in his face. And we've been going over it. And I think he's done a good job. And everybody's kind of understanding what we got to do and how we got to go about our business.
131 yards in the first half. By my guesstimations, that's what Jordan Triplett had in the first half, 131 yards.
That's probably pretty close. I draw a slash line at the half, and because I always have, we handed it to him so many times, I have to drop down and do a second line. So usually I do a slash, and that sounds about right. We knew we could get him in some formations. I thought we did. I thought everybody did a really good job. I know he had 131 yards, but we also threw the ball to five different people early on in the game. I thought we kept them off balance. We ran a lot of screens. I thought our offensive line did a great job getting down the field on the screens. I thought everybody did a really, really good job, even on the perimeter blocking and executing. You know, some things break down, and they still figured out a way to adapt and overcome up front. And, you know, he had 131 yards or 133 yards, whatever it was, because a lot of that O-line's washing people and knocking people down, and our power backs were doing a good job cleaning it up and knocking people down and making plays. So, you know, we got a few things we need to tweak, get fixed, and talk. We talked about it in film. You know, we got to go out and be physical this week the same way, and we got to run the ball hard downhill and then utilize our screen game and hopefully be able to attack a little bit more vertically. I think we've got a pretty good little game plan this week. Should be interesting to see on offense.
We'll find out about that in just a little bit. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy night. 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to talk about the MASH unit and get an update on our injury status of the team for this week.
We're still without Vic from the scrimmage. And then Sam Norris, I'm not actually sure. He went today to get x-ray on his kneecap. He dislocated his kneecap there early in the first quarter. He's kind of the anchor up front on the offensive line. So hopefully we get some good news. I don't know. We're preparing that he's going to be out. And I thought the guys have stepped up. They've been working hard to get ready, getting a lot of reps with all of our guys. I hope that he can go. But right now it looks like he's going to be down and out. And so maybe we'll find some younger blood to get ready to go and give us reps down the road. So it's kind of where we're at, and next man up kind of mentality right now.
How about the strained quad with Mary Ford?
She was kicking today in the mud out there, hitting them from 35. So, you know, I thought she said she felt good. So I don't know. We'll see. Adam was making me – we're keeping a pretty close eye on everybody right now. So everybody's starting to get a little bit healthier. I know Vic's not limping as much. You know, he's starting to feel a lot better. But Sam was, he said he was feeling better. He still had a limp today. But, you know, we got to be cautious. We still got, you know, 8 games after this one. So we got to get everybody for the long haul.
Let's talk about how the line responded Friday night with Sam going down with that injury as early as he did. Honestly, from the way it looked for me, I hate to say it, they look like they played better than they did that first week.
Yeah, you know, but again, we didn't have many snaps the first week. So, and we turned the ball over. I thought we controlled the tempo of the game, and we did a really good job. And I thought the guys just adapted and overcome, you know. So, it's a big loss. But, you know, when he went down, I was really worried on how it was going to work. But, you know, I thought Will Johnson came right in, did a good job. You know, and Tucker did a good job, and they handled the business. And that's kind of where we're at. Speak of the devil, Sam comes walking in.
I was going to say, if we start talking about him and his injury, you're talking about how he's limping, and he just comes in striving like nothing's wrong.
So maybe we get good news, but.
We'll see if we can get an update during the next commercial break.
Yeah, we'll see if he can come off the ball and drive somebody over here in the parking lot and get a little work in. But, you know, that's the thing. I thought our kids did a good job of not panicking, and they just came right in and handled their business. So, you know, hopefully he's healthy. But, you know, they've done a good job this week. I thought today was really crisp practice. So even in all the mud when we're standing out there in 2.5 inches of water, I thought the kids executed and was really focused.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. How, because of the construction of the upgrades to the facility and everything, you know, two weeks ago was supposed to have been the home opener. Now, Valwood becoming the home opener. I've always thought of Valwood as sort of like our non-region rival. Of all the teams that we play on a regular basis, they seem to be the one that the Knights always play up the most for. How important is it for us to have flipped the script and now have them at home this time?
I think it's really good right now, considering we've been on the road for 4 weeks straight with scrimmages and two long road games. I think it might be good just for me and the coaches because we're old and we're starting to get fatigued because we haven't been able to go to bed before 3 o'clock in the morning.
The people at the Waffle House don't think that you love them anymore.
You know, but these young guys, they handle it a lot better than us. And so, you know, I think for them, I think they're excited and ready to play it in front of the home crowd, and they're ready to go, you know. And I think they're used to the construction. We've been wading through that all summer during summer workouts and everything else. We've kind of seen it progress. But as far as that, I know they'll be excited to play at home. And playing Valwood, like you said, is kind of the rivalry outside of our region. You know, it started out with they were who we wanted to beat. You know, if we could get to that standard, then that was it. And, you know, we kind of flipped script, and we've been able to beat them a few times, and they beat us a few times. I was trying to think the overall record, maybe 4-4 or something like that. So, you know, it's been a good rivalry for us. And, of course, when you play one another in the Final Four and everything else, it becomes more of a rivalry. But, you know, I think the kids are excited. I think they'll go out and execute. I think they'll play hard, and they'll give these fans hopefully something to be proud of on the way home.
And I didn't realize this until you told me this Sunday night. This is the first time that we have beaten Tift area in Tift area this past week.
Yeah, it was. The first time we ever beat Tift on the road. We beat them at home, but it was the first time we'd ever beat Tift area. So that speaks volumes for our kids, you know, going out and achieving that. And with all of our inexperience and our travels already, I thought that even though we had to come back and win it, you know, speaks volumes for what we're able to do and how they kept their composure and finished. We always talk about finishing the drill, and I thought they finished the drill right there at TIFF.
Going back to something you said a little while ago, and then we'll paint it forward for this week. You mentioned that Sutton Ellis managed to connect with 5 different receivers on the game this past Friday night. And when you and I spoke back during the summer, you said one of the things that you were really hoping with that Sutton would bring this team is the ability to take some of that pressure, some of that target off of Jordan and keep those defenses honest. How important is that going forward to keep spreading that around and having the receiving core be as varied as it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge for us, catching the ball. You know, I think getting Blake back helped us a ton defensively and offensively. You know, and so, you know, you get Blake back, that helped us a bunch. Now, and one, experience. He's been there. He's done that. I mean, he started as a freshman, you know, and then Eli did a really good job not only blocking, catching the ball. I think he had the second longest play from scrimmage, from besides the flea flicker, a 30-yard screen. And, you know, and then Quan catches the touchdown at the end. You know, we had seen it earlier. We saw them all run toward Blake.
That's the one right there.
And then, you know, we hit the post. We actually called it. Coach Erickson called it in the huddle. Said, "Quan, you're going to be wide open. Just catch the ball." And he was. They all ran over the top. And it was a perfect call. And, you know, went out and executed. We had every opportunity in the world not to execute, but our kids executed. And that's why we got the win on the road.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Frederica Football is proudly supported by Paige Aiken and his Coastal Real Estate team, representing luxury homes on St. Simons, Sea Island, and the Golden Isles. Having been born and raised as a seventh-generation native of St. Simons Island, Paige attended Frederica Academy and is proud to have had 2 of his sons play football for the Knights. Nobody knows and loves the Golden Isles like Paige Aiken, bringing 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience to every consultative relationship. He truly desires to help his clients create their own island legacy. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate Partners to get your story started, 912-258-6000, or online at PaigeAiken.com. Let's go, Knights! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync solar watches, and even a few classic options too.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, right next to Harris Theater. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Paige Aiken Real Estate. Not that they're playing favorites or anything with the advertisers. Goodness knows it isn't that. All right, so we got an update during the break. Sam Norris reporting that an X-ray MRI. X-ray was clear. MRI, waiting to hear back on that for tomorrow. Wearing a brace, and that limp is barely noticeable there, Coach.
Yeah. We'll let the professionals tell me what I can do. Adam will break the news to me. Look at him. Give me that eye over there. So. I'll let those guys make the decision along with mom and dad, and if they feel comfortable letting him go out there, then we'll let him go out there. If they feel like we need to hesitate, wait a week, we'll do that. But we're gonna worry about the kid's health and make sure he can walk the rest of his life before we run out there and do anything crazy. So
yeah, there is that whole avoiding permanent damage kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
We'll do that. All right, mentioning Adam, the great job that he does, keeping the kids healthy and making sure that they're not just playing, but playing safe. Let's talk a little bit more about your assistants, Coach Barnes, Coach Bo, as I just heard him referred to as the Jurgenator.
Yes, the Jurgenator.
I think it's the first time we've actually had a coach with a nickname, but... Talk about how important they have been so far this young season to you.
Oh, I don't think anybody understands the importance of assistant coaches except for the head coaches that like I offensively, I just say, Bo, you got a script, send it to me, or he prints it out on Friday and I might look at it. Most of the time he's done a great job coming in with the offense, understanding what we can and can't do and figuring out, and he's got a good relationship with all the kids that already earned a nickname. So you know it's good. As he shakes his head, you know, and that's the big thing with me and every one of us is we're relationship guys, and it could be all about X's and O's and some of these, but the biggest thing is the relationships you make with the kids, because as time goes on, you know, football is going to come to an end over time, and you still want to have great relationships, and you want the kids to always be like, hey, these guys were great and treated us great, and that's what we're all about. You know, football is one thing, but creating relationships is another. And then Coach Barnes, he's been the faithful sidekick for 10 years. You know, this is our 10th year doing this.
Wow.
He has not only grown football-wise, but also as a coach and as a person, you know, and as an adult, watching him kind of grow up and be there. He's done an outstanding job. He's got a really, really good defensive mind. He kind of does the defense, and Coach Jurgen does the offense, and I just kind of blow the whistle, tell everybody we go in between stations and stand there and try to look pretty most of the time. But, I think mine's the special teams. I think that's what I might do that some. But then, you know, I think that these guys – do a great job, you know, and you don't understand the importance of these guys until you're in the fire and you're on the headset and Coach Barnes is up there make this adjustment, make that adjustment. He can tell you what he's seeing. He does a great job being in the booth, you know, and like I said, Friday night, there was no panic in Coach Jurgen. I said, we got a 2-minute offense? Yeah, we're good. I was like, well, I didn't think we practiced it all. I didn't think we practiced it any, but sure, if you feel good about it, let's ride, let's go. So, you know, and having confidence, has confidence in the kids and what we're doing, you know, and there's not really a ton of question on what's going on. And the other thing is, we got a great friendship. All of us do. It's not like I'm telling everybody what to do. I am not that guy. I am more, what do you think? I know I've got the head coach title, but I think the best thing that I've been able to do in my career is lean on those other guys and ask their opinion, and they've always done that. And I'm all about the relationships and getting the most out of each and every one of them. And that ain't always telling everybody, hey, this, that, and the other. And you know, they'll jump right in there and help out. The laundry gets done and everything else. So it's a big to-do at our school.
The laundry gets done. Can they come over to my house?
Well, if you've got them double stacked speed queens, we can get that laundry done. I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
We can get some stuff done.
Have to do some investing on that, I guess. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What can we expect Friday night against Valwood? Not just what our team is going to perform. What is the Valwood Valiants from 2022 looking like this year so far, according to the tape?
Well, they're going to bring in about 48 kids. They got some depth. You know, they're big up front on the offensive line. Defensively up front, they come off the football pretty hard. You know, they've got some guys that have transferred in. So they've got some new faces on both sides of the ball. They had a quarterback supposedly transferred from Lowndes. I don't know if he's even playing. I don't really care. Whoever they put back there, we're going to try to go hit him anyway. It ain't going to matter. But, you know, I think it'll be they try to play a physical brand of football. They're going to run ISOs and counters, and then they're going to throw it out there and take some shots and try to big play here and there on some stuff. And we've just got to play sound, fundamental football, get lined up right and do some things correctly. And, you know, it's going to be one of them good old-fashioned boxing matches. We're going to slug it out, and I'll take our chances with our kids. I feel like we got a good chance. We got a bunch of sluggers that like to go in there and get dirty and play hard, and, you know, we ain't got a ton of us, but our kids have come. In the last 3 weeks, I see the progression. It a lot this week that we didn't do last week, and if we keep progressing the way we are, you know, I feel like we're going to be a really good football team in the end to have to be put out, and I think we got a chance to make some noise.
Which side of the ball would you say has benefited more from the expanded roster this year, offense or defense?
For us?
For y'all, yeah.
I think the offense has been, yeah. I start to see our offense clicking. Defensively, we got a lot of guys. We moved around, and we got a lot of young guys too. And so they're still learning, but I thought today probably defensively, I know we looked a little lost first seven plays in scout because we were still calling the strength wrong, but once we got it cleaned up, I thought our young guys and everybody, we even rolled in the whole entire young secondary. At one time, I think we counted 9 guys that were freshmen and sophomores with the defense. So, you know, and we looked like we knew what we were doing. We're getting lined up formations. So I think we're getting there defensively. It's a work in progress. Offensively, I think we're getting a little bit better and better of understanding what we can and can't do. There are limitations. You know, I know everybody watches college football and NFL football. There's not a lot of limitations in those because of the guys they can go get. For us, we're limited to what we can do. We got to play to our strengths, and we got to figure out a way to hide our weaknesses, and I think we've done a really good job so far on offense.
Frederica Knights, home opener this Friday night under the Oaks, 7:30 kickoff. Going up against the Valwood Knights. The Knights are 1-1. I'm 1-1 as well as the prognostication. I've got y'all paid for a win this week. Let's see if they can make it happen.
I think it's going to be a slugfest, like I said. We don't make any mistakes, keep the ball in front of us, play good defense, and execute on offense. I think we'll walk out of there feeling pretty good about it Friday night. And I will go to the Waffle House if we win. Winners get waffles and the porch light gets left on. So we got it. So got to do those things. So I think if we can do those, we'll be all right.
Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doakes signing off. See y'all Friday night under the Oaks.